Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the program. Phones open if you want to join us here. Your comment on these terrifyingly bad propaganda pieces, song that Jimmy Fallon put together. You're welcome to share those with us here. Also, Generation Z on their tiredness of COVID. But
you know, this is why I don't like pop music. To come back into this whole Ariana Grande thing.
Yeah.
Rock music tends to be rebellious in the first place, right? For the most part. You do have your bootlickers out there, like the singer from Tool and all of that.
Oh, well, as we found out, rock music is full of bootlickers in the last 2 years.
Certainly. I
mean, almost everybody is doing what they're told, and they're adhering to the government's, you know, rules. And
even Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah,
they
absolutely
are in this particular case, for sure. And
which shows their true colors.
It's worth, you know, spending some time reflecting on why that is. I haven't really given it any thought. It's like, okay, I don't care about their opinion on this, but you do have Rage Against the Machine.
The reason why it is because they're all a bunch of sellouts, and they never really actually meant what they said. They just wanted to get paid. And the same thing was true of, you mentioned Lady Gaga, and of course that's one of Bonnie's favorite pop artists, who you've been pretty disappointed with in the last couple of years, right?
Yeah.
Like, she basically fell from grace because some of the lyrics that she had sung about before were very empowering.
Yeah, when I was a seventh grader, I was like, I can be whatever I want, and, like, nobody can tell me what to do. Lady Gaga is such an individual.
And now she's like, all right, get a mask on. Yep. Obey.
And one thing I have noticed about rock in this sort of thing is that, like, the political messages of a lot of these singers, like, when they're not singing songs, are, like, 100% counter to the stuff they say in their songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, are they writing their own songs?
Some guys, too.
I don't know. Maynard of Tool is one of the worst examples, because he is a full-on support the police bootlicker, I love the government kind of guy. But when you listen to their lyrics, it conveys a message 100% opposite that.
Very strange.
But when he starts ranting on stage, he's like, oh, no, the police keep us safe. And then he sings a song that is more or less about hating the government in one degree or another.
Weird. Why is that?
Well, Lady Gaga's always, like, you know, one of the top people writing her own songs. But I've always wondered if it's just they just put her name there just so that way people can believe it. And it's not true, because it's the same exact thing. She literally sings about freedom all the time, even on her newest album.
While in a mask.
I think it's just because they don't really understand the implications of what they're saying. They're like, ooh, this sounds good. That's a powerful line. I'm going to put that in there. But they don't actually apply it to their lives or their own personal philosophy.
How could you be so disconnected?
I don't know.
How could you be? As a creator, presuming they are the creators of these things, how as a creator could you put words, you know, down for a song that you don't actually agree with?
I mean, the whole song, The Pot, is all about how the political system, the justice system, is just completely screwed up. A lot of people love it because, like, oh, it's a song called The Pot, but it's actually about the pot calling the kettle black.
Okay.
And one of the lines in the song is, kangaroo be stoned, he's guilty as the government. And then he comes out and is like, I love the government.
So weird.
It's very perplexing.
Well, he has band members, right? Are they working on the songs as well? And do they share his...
But even then, it's like, why would you want to put your name on it and your voice and everything?
It's really weird. Contrary to what you believed, yeah.
It always has just made me think that they don't really write, like, nobody really writes their songs. Taylor Swift is famous for writing all of her songs, and I wouldn't be surprised if, like, truth comes out, they're... producers write all their songs and, you know, it has to get approved.
But worst case scenario, even if Tool did come out with a song that was just full-on bootlicking, we love the police state, like hardcore, it would still have good music.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's why I like rock more than pop.
Well, Bonnie?
I hate Tool.
they are the diametric opposition to pop music, certainly. There's nothing they do that is remotely pop.
One of their music videos scared me when I was younger.
I'm just going to share a couple comments here from our chatters. So we do have various different streams online. Our primary one is on Odyssey over at video.freetalklive.com. You can find us there, and that is the best place to watch and or follow Free Talk Live's video channels. But we're still on Twitch and DLive, and every now and then we're on YouTube. But Mr. Orange is commenting on YouTube. He says, "Sounds horrible," referring to the video that we were playing a few moments ago with Ariana Grande.
We're sorry to have done that to you, Mr. Orange.
Yeah, and he says, "Music can be so beautiful, but you have to find it between all the bad stuff which is shoved into us." He says, "Why are you talking about bad music and not playing people's great music? I don't get it." Now, you might be new to the show, Mr. Orange, but we're doing a talk show. So
we're not really licensed to play, you know, the good songs from Rage Against the Machine or Lady Gaga or whoever.
Well, actually, we could if we wanted to, but then we wouldn't be a talk show anymore. So most of the radio stations, they have to pay those ASCAP BMI fees, even if they're talk radio, just because some talk shows, you know, they still use copyrighted music in their intros and such.
We don't.
We don't at this point, but we have in the past, and so usually you're probably fine to actually play a copyrighted song on broadcast radio simply because those groups, they get their money from radio stations.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they do.
Not that I have any interest in doing it, it's just useful to know.
As Marcus points out, it's not just bad music, it's propaganda. And so, yes, that's the reason we were playing that song, was to point out that it is just blatant propaganda.
Has there ever been good propaganda? Like entertaining propaganda?
Yeah, of course.
I guess some movies.
Hollywood movies.
Yeah, okay. Fair point. Like Pearl Harbor, that was propaganda, but it was pretty good. Then that movie America Sniper or whatever, I never actually saw it, but it was certainly propaganda, and I heard that it was pretty good too.
Basically, any movie or television show that uses the American military's actual equipment is propaganda. And the reason
Call of Duty, another great example. Decently fun games, but 100% hardcore pro-military, pro-American Empire propaganda.
Yeah, well, in a video game, I don't think that they would need to do that to produce their game. But in a movie, like, if you need to have a jet or a tank or, you know, whatever other thing from the military that, yeah, there's private companies that'll, you know, they've got some inventory of these things, but if you want the real deal from the U.S. military, and they all do, then you have to submit your script to the U.S. military. And this is true of, like, the FBI and the CIA, if they're, you know, like, using them in a television show or something like that. You've got to submit the script to their propaganda department, basically, and they will punch it up for you. They'll say, oh, well, this is a little too critical of our U.S. military's presence in Iraq. You're going to need to change this line here and change this line here and, you know, blah, 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 and so on. And so they just give them a list of things they need to change.
At which point, any art creator who was trying to actually create art would immediately change the focus on their project to the fact that the CIA sucks and wants them to change their art to accommodate them.
Yeah.
That's what any actual artist would do. Oh, I can't, you won't let me make this movie because it's too mean about the CIA? Okay, well, my next movie is going to be about how the CIA sucks.
Well, but those artists never would have approached the CIA in the first place for, you know, funding and or whatever.
Probably not.
Favors it is that they were looking for. It
seems like every single TV show just turns into cops cool. Cops cool, good guys.
Pretty much.
Like the Dexter one we're watching right now. It's really entertaining, but it's cops cool, good guys.
Dexter's not always cops or good guys.
Well, the season we're watching is, like, the guy, he's, like, he sits down the drug dealer and the cop guy, he sits down the drug dealer and he's, like, really cool and he tells him and the drug dealer just goes, oh, I'll tell you everything I know because this guy's so cool. And that was annoying.
Yeah, so, but that's just the way it is with Hollywood. I mean, so any movie that you see that's got the military in it, it's going to be pro-military. The only movies that are critical of the military, and there are some that have been made, they're usually smaller budgets, they're usually a little more independent, and if they've got military stuff in them and they're critical of the military, they did not get that stuff from the military. They got it from, like, some private arms guy who happened to have a tank or something, right? Like, they've got the guns, they've got some helmets or whatever, but you're not going to see, like, jet craft or something like that. You know, Top Gun, for instance, is not going to be critical of the U.S. Air Force.
So. Which is unfortunate, because that would make it a more entertaining movie.
Sure would. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, let's talk about student loans. Biden is breaking his promises when it comes to student loans. And you've got a story, Bonnie, about AOC. She wants the taxpayers to cover her $17,000 student loan.
So do all the other people with student loans.
Yeah, more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us. here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a social media site, and we run the thing. It is located on our server. There's not some sort of big tech corporation that is holding an axe over our head, not like Twitter or Facebook. And, yeah, we've got pages on those things, but they could take them down at any time, and they could take you down at any time off of their services because they don't owe you anything. It's their service. And you have more freedom to speak when you're over on our site, which is social.freetalklive.com. So head on over there, check that out, give it a try. I think you'll like it. It's a lot like Twitter. Basically, it's almost identical to it, except without the evil corporation. Social.freetalklive.com.
I'm so scared that Free Talk Live is like three steps away from having a policy where the first one is don't be evil, and then like a decade later we're looking at that and we're like, yeah, let's go ahead and knock that off the board.
Nah. I don't think you got that to be concerned with.
And no, absolutely.
And if you do, you know what else you could do? Like if we went bad, you could...
Just the idea of that would be humorous.
What you could do with Mastodon is you can actually download your posts into an export file. So anytime you want, you just go into your preferences and download all your posts, and then let's say you just want to migrate to a different Mastodon. Maybe you start your own, because again, Mastodon is a completely decentralized thing. Anybody who's got the technical chops can install their own Mastodon server on their own Linux box. So let's say you install your own Mastodon server and you want to take all your old posts from the Free Talk Live social, just export them, and then import them into your new Mastodon or any other Mastodon out there. So
awesome.
That makes it easy, right? So then you actually own your posts. You actually have control over that data, which is pretty cool. But you have to remember to actually export it. So, like, there's still a possibility, like, if our server blew up and we didn't have backups, we do. But if we didn't have a backup, then all that stuff would be gone. So it is your responsibility to back up your own posts. So keep that in mind.
Also, servers aren't generally known for blowing up. I mean, things happen.
It could happen. But again, that's why backups. Anyway, before we get into your story, Bonnie, about the student loans, I've got a quote here from our friend and co-host Nobody, which is thanks to you, Bonnie. You've been putting these quotes together for the last couple of weeks here, maybe 3 weeks now. Seems like it's been a bit. Anyway, Nobody cannot co-host with us. He is not allowed to speak with Aria and I, and we're not allowed to speak with him because we're all co-defendants in the Crypto 6 case, which you can learn more about at thecrypto6.com, where the federal government raided our studios earlier this year, back in March, and we're not going to trial until November, so we don't get to talk until then.
The earliest.
Yeah, exactly. And so unless they lessen our restrictions, which could happen, but hasn't happened yet. Meanwhile, he's also prohibited under his bail restrictions from even being on the radio. So even if we could talk to him, we still wouldn't be able to put him on the air with us because he's prohibited from doing that. But that doesn't mean that we can't share with you things that he said previously. So some classic Nobody quotes that Bonnie has gone through the trouble of digging out from old episodes of Free Talk Live, maybe some of his writings as well. And here's one of them. Quote, I did a year in jail for drug dealing, so I know a little about gangsterism. The most dangerous drug cartel in the world is Big Pharma.
That was him speaking out against, I think it was, I don't know if it was Keene or New Hampshire that wanted to make kratom illegal. Yeah, at the State House.
I mean, your drug dealer on the street or your drug cartel on the street, for as evil as they are, and they are generally pretty evil, like El Chapo and those guys. They do some really shady stuff. They're not going to make you take their drug.
That's
if
true.
You don't want it. Big Pharma has teamed up with government to try to make you take their drug, whether you want it or not. And that's an entirely new level. El Chapo's looking at that going,
damn,
all I had to do was hook up with one of these governments. That's brilliant.
Yeah. That's a great point. Yeah.
And that's always a myth that people freak out about. Like, old people are always, like, thinking that drug dealers will put crack cocaine into your kids' Halloween candy, or
ridiculous.
I think that my weed was spiked with something really expensive, like way more expensive than weed. People, that's
never
a stupid.
Happened.
Yeah, that's a stupid
It's also just stupid, just the face of it. It's stupid. It's like that Judas Priest, they were accusing them of using subliminal messages back in like the early 90s to cause kids to kill themselves. No drug dealer, no bad, no anyone who's making anything wants their consumers to kill themselves. That's absurd. You want them to come back and buy more.
I want you to come to my concert if I'm a band, you know.
Yeah, but it's evil when it's, you know, a random drug dealer putting drugs in Halloween candy, but not if they're forcing 5 to 12-year-olds to take their drug and they said it's for your safety.
Right.
And to, you know, to carry what I said all the way through, I don't think Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna, and AstraZeneca are trying to kill people. I really don't. They're just trying to make some money. And the government has promised them immunity from any consequences that occur. And there's enough in their market where if they do kill some people as a result of giving them this drug...
Hey, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah, it's inconsequential to them. If your local drug dealer starts, you know, killing people because he's laced the heroin with fentanyl or whatever, that's going to get around and that's going to cost him some business.
It might even get him killed.
Yeah.
Right? Because some angry dad might show up with a baseball bat or something, or he could go to prison.
But Pfizer doing it, no one's going to notice those 10 people scattered across the United States who died directly after getting the vaccine.
And a lot of people would say it's way more than 10. If you look at the vaccine reporting system, VAERS, and the consequences that people are having ostensibly from the vaccine, I think it was Peakless Mountaineer who brought in some of those numbers on one of our Saturday shows.
It was more than any other vaccine in history.
More than, well, they've only had VAERS for 30 years, but in the 30 or whatever years since the early 90s that they've had this reporting system around, in just the last year or so, or with this vaccine, with these vaccines, they've had more vaccine-related fatalities than every other vaccine combined.
But I still agree with Aria that doesn't mean that they're trying to kill people. It seems more like they rushed something out. And people are injecting it into their bloodstreams, and everybody's different.
Well, I don't think Ian is saying that it's proof that they were trying to kill people.
I don't subscribe to that particular theory, although there are some people that do. Our former co-host Sam Dodson is constantly on Twitter with the theory that he believes that there are different batches that are essentially designed to kill. Like, some of them are placebo, essentially, and others are killer batches.
It would make sense for the government to want to kill off, you know, some portion of the population. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That makes total sense.
Yes.
But a pharmaceutical company that wants to make a profit, the government doesn't need to make a profit.
That's
a pharmaceutical company does. Even one that's backed by the United States government, they ultimately still need to make a profit. And if they kill too many of their customers, that's fewer profits they can make.
Coming up, we'll talk about student loans, and Joe Biden is backtracking, as well, a lot of people might have predicted that he would do, because he's a politician, and they break their promises all the time on this whole student loan thing. You're welcome to share your thoughts as well. The number is 603-283-6160, plus AOC wants the taxpayers to put the bill for her $17,000 student loan, when apparently she makes like $170,000 per year as...
Just officially. I'm sure she makes all kinds more money than that.
So, she could pay it off in a couple of paychecks if she wanted to, presumably. But more coming up. We'll call it. We'll talk about it. 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA Radio News. I'm Rab Bernards. Former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro has refused to comply with a subpoena for documents related to the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus, saying the former president ordered him not to, according to his response to a congressional request released on Saturday. Kentucky's death toll from severe storms and tornadoes over the weekend is now 74, Governor Andy Beshear announced on Monday afternoon. At Monday's governor's press conference, Andy Beshear addresses FEMA's response.
FEMA, just to go over a little bit of their response. Their priorities are to support life-saving and life-sustaining action. They're working with all of us, every level of government in the declared counties. So two FEMA incident management assistance teams have been working with us since Saturday.
This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration released an ambitious federal strategy Monday to build 500,000 charging stations for electric vehicles across the country and bring down the cost of electric cars with the goal of transforming the U.S. auto industry. Vice President Kamala Harris said at an EV charging facility in suburban Maryland.
Our Build Back Better Act will cut the sticker price of new electric vehicles made in America by union workers by up to $12,500. And it will also include, and this is a new approach, a tax credit of up to $4,000 for used electric vehicles.
Biden has set a goal that electric cars and trucks account for half of new vehicles sold by 2030. A federal appeals court on Monday turned down an attempt by President Joe Biden's administration to lift a preliminary injunction against its COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. You can chat with the troll community in our chat server. It's a Matrix chat server, which means that we're hosting the server. And once again, no big tech corporations involved. You can actually create your own room if you want to. There's already dozens of rooms that our listeners have created there. And there's a few of them that I put together. So there's like eight, I think, official rooms, which I've never had to moderate them at all because, honestly, I don't care what you do over there.
You also said so. Official with air quotation marks for those who didn't see.
Yeah. Most of the time, you know, so far we've not even ever banned anyone from this server, which just makes me feel good, you know, because we don't have to. Whereas at the old Discord server that we had when we first started our own, I guess that wasn't our first chat server. We used to do an IRC channel years ago. But when we had the Discord server, we had to play by their rules, and they were constant stupid, you know.
Well, we were fine with the toxic user zone thing. I mean, that worked. It's just one guy got really butt hurt.
Yeah.
And
reported the
everything
server.
Got destroyed as a result.
And they took it down.
But it worked. I mean, if you wanted to find that toxicity that exists on every Discord server, we had successfully sectioned it off
to
where
one place.
It could be as toxic as it wanted to be, and you had to go out of your way to find it.
Yeah, that's true.
I still think they're pretty toxic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And for sure.
On the new one.
Yeah, and there is a toxic room there on the new server as well. But there's...
It's the default room.
It's pretty much.
I love the Matrix server.
It's fun. Chat.freetalklive.com will get you to some instructions on
how to
get
in. They just need new material.
That's chat.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Coming up, we'll get into AOC and the story you've got, Bonnie, about her college loans. But first, we'll go to Rob in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Rob.
Hey, so I don't have the story up in front of me, but it came out, I think, about a month ago. There were some folks over in Brattleboro, Vermont, or people, I guess, that were selling cannabis that was laced with fentanyl.
Fake news. So I went and I looked it up, Rob, because you had mentioned that to me on the phone when I screened the call, and I checked it out. And even the police are admitting here, according to the Associated Press in a story that came out yesterday, that laboratory tests on marijuana believed to have been laced with fentanyl found no traces of the powerful opioid, according to Brattleboro police.
Yeah, I actually know something about this because by sheer coincidence, the grocery store that I stopped at on my way here, the convenience store, had a Keen Sentinel edition up there on the front counter, and it's on the front page there. Though, yeah, it turns out that wasn't actually happening.
It makes sense that you would use fentanyl instead of something like heroin because it's cheaper than heroin. It doesn't make sense to spend your time somehow infusing it into weed and then selling weed at regular weed price. It's just weird.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all. And I don't think there's ever been an example of...
Hopefully someone dies from smoking my weed.
But that's the kind of thing that you hear in the black market from time to time are these claims that, oh, somebody laced my weed.
It's just because they got too high.
That's probably what it was.
Or the police were the ones who put it there because they're trying to kill pot users as a way of discouraging marijuana smokers from smoking pot, just like they did during alcohol prohibition where they purposefully poisoned batches of alcohol.
But in this case, the police are the ones saying that it's not there.
Right.
Okay, my bad.
No worries, Rob. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I think that was it. I went down the rabbit hole.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of misinformation out there when it comes to the war on drugs, and this is a prohibitionist tactic, is to say, ooh, those dirty, mean drug dealers, they're going to lace the weed, and that's why we can't have drugs being legal. Well, wait a minute, if these drugs were legal, then there's no chance the weed's going to get laced, right? You're not going to walk into a weed store and be able to buy. Thank you, Rob, for the call tonight. You're not going to walk into, you know, whatever cannabis dispensary and accidentally end up with some
fentanyl.
You know, fentanylized weed. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I've never bought any pharmaceuticals from any of the pharmaceutical stores here in Keene or anywhere in the United States. I've been worried that they were going to be laced with fentanyl or whatever.
Yeah, in the story, it says here that last month police responded to a report of an overdose and revived the patient with the help of opioid overdose antidote naloxone. The person told police that they'd smoked marijuana and had not taken any opioids. Officers conducted a field test of the marijuana, which showed that it did contain fentanyl.
Okay, so a heroin user did some fentanyl instead and smoked some pot, presumably as a way to, you know, try to come down from the fentanyl or the heroin or whatever, and then lied to the cops. I was like, no, I didn't. Of course I didn't take any fentanyl.
Well, they again, the field test showed that it did have fentanyl in it, but that just goes to show you field tests are highly inaccurate. In a separate incident last week, police and federal agents seized marijuana suspected of containing fentanyl, but in both cases, laboratory tests of the marijuana did not find fentanyl. The original discoveries prompted police to warn members of the public they should know the source and history of any marijuana that they consume.
I mean, field tests are useless. I've been sitting here trying to rack my brain and think of what exactly it was, but there are countless stories of people just having random things in their trunk that they use for work, and they get pulled over, and the police test it, and like, oh, no, it tested positive for meth. I was like, dude, it's a bag of sand that I'm taking to this construction site or whatever. But still, you end up in jail for 3 months or whatever, waiting on a hearing, and then they come back, and they go, oh, turns out, yeah, you're right, that was just a bag of sand or whatever.
Well, there was that. Yeah. I think there was some guy or lady who got arrested for donut powder.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that was like in the floorboards or something of their truck.
Or like half-eaten candy bars or a sucker or something like that. These things happen.
Crazy.
And these people still end up in jail because the cops go, you know what?
Whoops.
You're right. That's definitely just a sucker. Be on your way. They're like, no, it tested positive for meth. I'm sorry.
You're going to jail.
Then they spent 3 months in jail. They get their trial. They get released.
You never get that time back.
And they never even apologize.
Let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Major Payne, go ahead.
You guys are cracking me up with the donut dust. I remember an old episode of, I think it was Third Rock from the Sun. They found a frozen French fry in the freezer and thought it was a doobie and tried to smoke it.
They must have already been stoned in that case.
Well, in Third Rock from the Sun, they were aliens trying to be human.
Oh, right.
John,
right.
I haven't heard that show referenced since I was like five, man.
Was that why that show existed?
Calling Major Payne? That was a cool show. My favorite Martian, you guys probably wouldn't even remember that one. Dude had antennas that rose out of his head.
Was this a show?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Major Payne, anyway, were you calling to reminisce on your favorite television shows?
What I called in about was the hydroxychloroquine here.
Mm-hmm.
You remember about 5 months ago I called in, and I was just speculating on why the people in Africa weren't getting banged so bad, and I speculated it was because of the quinine. And quinine, that was the original malaria drug.
Hmm.
Oh, Captain, he's a wordsmith. He didn't know what I was talking about. It goes back to Latin base. And hydroxychloroquine, quine, it's the same vernacular, right? So, anyway, the reason that they're not getting banged is because they have been on a regimen of this stuff. There was a cat that called in about four callers after I did a month ago, and he said that the local tribals, they get together and have a quinine party every Saturday. He wanted these little hydroxychloroquine pills or whatever they are. And this thing has got a very low, a high infection rate, but it's like a bastard flu.
Yeah, I mean, if we can get
immunity by catching something much weaker, this is a godsend.
Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. They've been dealing with some pretty serious problems in Africa, right? Like as far as infections that you can get and actually die from in large numbers.
I think Ebola is really
bad. Yeah, Ebola is a good example of
malaria.
That. Yeah.
HIV.
I mean, for them, this is nothing. COVID is like a joke by comparison.
But to be fair, it's like that to us as well, right?
Yeah.
Us in the room, I mean.
Sure.
The average American doesn't realize it, but really, COVID-19, all the fear, it's just a joke. It's a laughing stock.
Really. Thank you, Major Payne. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160 AOC and her student loan. Bonnie's got that story on the way here. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open even in these remaining moments. Enough time for you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. So, student loans were an issue during the 2020 presidential campaign when Joe Biden was asked, according to NPR in a story published a few days ago, whether student loan cancellation figured into his economic recovery plan. He declared it should be done immediately. In November of 2020, he said, now this was after he was elected, by the way. Quote,
after he won the election.
Yes.
Right, okay. But prior to taking office.
Correct. Student debt is holding people up, he said. They're in real trouble. They're having to make choices between paying their student loan and paying the rent.
See, this is all news to me that Biden promised these things or he stated these things, because if he wasn't talking about bad corn pop or whatever, then I just tuned him out.
Yeah.
If he wasn't being senile, I didn't want to hear what he had to say.
He said in a tweet that he pledged to cancel at least $10,000 of student debt per person.
That's crazy.
He said, no bill should pass without immediate generous relief for workers who are losing jobs and hours, small businesses losing revenue, and communities facing emergency needs. Additionally, we should forgive a minimum of $10,000 a person of federal student loans as proposed by blah-bitty-blah-blah-blah.
Because he cares about you.
And I know they did, but it's sad to think the Democrats actually read that and believed it to be true, because it's such BS. When you hear it in those terms, it's obviously just a empty, hollow politician promise. Mm-hmm. It means nothing.
Well, he said should. Yeah. So you got to be careful with what these people say. I mean,
well,
a lot
even
of times
if they say
straight
will.
Up lie. Yeah, a lot of times they'll just straight up lie. But sometimes they're a little crafty in the way they say things. Like, oh, well, I never promised.
That should be done, yeah.
It should be done, but, I mean, it's not going to happen under my administration.
Well, the president can't do it anyway. And an honest president would be like, look, as the president, I don't have the power to do that. I don't think the president does anyway.
I'm sure he could write an executive order if he wanted to, but he probably doesn't have the actual power from the Constitution or anything.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I think the Treasury Department is the one ultimately overseeing the student loans. So
I don't know.
He may be able to do that.
We haven't been in a real, like, legal war, like, in, I don't know how many years
since
it's been.
Since World War II.
Yeah, because they're supposed to have a certain way they do it. I think it's the Congress that has to declare
war.
But they haven't been doing that right, so they don't really care what way they do things.
Yeah, they just do whatever they want.
I got into an argument with a vet on Twitter about this exact thing. He was complaining about one of these ships that came into Dock Rusty, and he was like, the United States isn't even at war. If we pull into a port somewhere, it should look great. I was like, dude, imagine being a journalist and a former military person and not knowing that the U.S. is at war. The U.S. is at war with like five countries now. They're just not calling them wars. But it's absolutely Syria, Libya, Iraq. They're all wars, dude.
So, you've got a story, Bonnie. What do you want to share tonight regarding
student loans?
From another
dishonest politician that wants to pretend that she cares about you. AOC says taxpayers should have to pay her $17,000 student loan even though she makes $174,000 a year. This is from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education. And it says, why does AOC believe working class taxpayers should have to pay her bills? As a member of Congress, Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez makes a whopping $174,000 annually.
Plus benefits.
Yep.
Yeah, plus if she wrote a book or something like that, she'd make millions.
Mm, yeah.
It's her own fault for not writing a book, honestly. I mean, who was it that said it's easy to make $1 million, all you have to do is write a bestseller? Someone said that, like, sincerely, like they weren't trying to be a jerk about it, but really, all she has to do is write a book.
It would sell.
Meaning that she individually earns more than twice the average U.S. household's income.
Yeah.
Yet the progressive Democrat nonetheless thinks that working class taxpayers should have to pay off her student loan debt. That's one of the main takeaways from Ocasio-Cortez's latest speech on the House floor. In the Congresswoman's remarks, she issued yet another factually challenged and morally distorted plea for a student debt cancellation, a progressive euphemism for having taxpayers pay off approximately $1.6 trillion in student loan debt.
You know, all I hear is, well, when I hear this, it's like, you know, I feel bad for these people that got
duped,
that's a perfect word, into college loans. I really do.
But I'm in favor of, if they want to wipe out these student debts, I really don't care. It's $1.6 trillion. What is that on
What's
top
another
of,
trillion?
Yeah, I mean, they'll print, you know, $2 trillion for a stupid stimulus package, but they won't just wipe this out. It's $1.2. It's half of your stimulus packages, Biden. Just do it.
That's the thing. They call it canceled, but I don't think that they would just wipe it out. I think it would be like, okay, we're going to make it to where these tax dollars go to paying for it.
That's what wiping it out would be.
Yeah, but if they wiped it out as in deleted it, like it just nobody had to pay it off.
They can't do that. They would have to pay it because they were loaned. Well, I guess if it were loans that came from the feds, then they wouldn't have to pay it off.
That's what I'm saying. If the feds were just like, oh, don't pay us back.
But they could just as easily, okay, here's a magic $1.6 trillion that we printed out of thin air. That's what we do. And now everything is paid for, and they could be done with it.
It wouldn't make inflation happen any faster than it's happening now because it's like drops in the bucket. Yeah.
I mean, it may make it happen faster, but that just benefits me in the long run by causing the collapse of the American empire faster.
But why should college kids be rewarded for making poor decisions?
Well, they can still pay it back if they want to, or, you know, if you still want to make them pay it back, that's fine.
But what it tells people is you can just take out tens of thousands of dollars in loans and go and get this thing that supposedly has a benefit. Now, arguably, college degrees are a bunch of crap, and you really just have a useless piece of paper and a bunch of debt. But, you know, supposedly you're going to make more money with a college degree. That's the, the pitch. And then be able to just wipe that away? I mean, that's not fair to everybody else who did the smart thing in life and, like, learned
a
skill.
It's not fair.
And I don't want to be that person, but...
Why should they...
A similar analogy...
Get the benefits?
Well, that person getting the benefits doesn't hurt the person who paid their loan back the right way, right? Just like someone coming over here illegally doesn't affect the person who came over here legally and did all the paperwork. Now they're looking at that person who just jumped the border, and they're like, why shouldn't they have to jump through all of the hoops? I did it correctly.
But it does hurt those people.
Yeah, they're out $10,000.
Because if you just finished paying off your college loan... And you've been eating ramen every night to try to make sure, you know, ramen and beans or whatever every night for the last 15 years of paying this damn college loan.
It affects them in the sense that they went through it, but it doesn't affect them that this other person isn't going to have to go through it. That's just them being jealous that I suffered. They should have to suffer too.
No, I think it
just
puts
like
them
the illegal immigrant is saying about the illegal immigrant.
I think it actually does put them at an advantage because they have this money now that they can put into, you know, whatever it is, like building a business or something. When it comes to legal immigrants, I don't think it's the same thing because...
Well, the legal immigrant has to pay thousands of dollars and spend years jumping through the government's hoops.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's why I don't believe in having to do that. I think it should just be anyone should move wherever they want. For some reason, I was hearing you saying, like, the average American citizen that complains, oh, I don't want, like, Mexicans here. That's stupid.
No, I'm talking about the Mexican immigrants, the Japanese immigrants who came here legally. They got their visas. They did their paperwork. They paid the thousands of dollars or whatever. And they're upset about illegal immigrants not having to do all of that. They're like, no, that's not right. We had to do it. Make them do it, too.
Yeah, that was Vincent's argument to me. He was saying, I keep talking about him all night. I don't know. But he was saying, oh, my mom is from Canada, and she had to pay to come here. So that's why I think people shouldn't be able to come here for free from Mexico. And I was like, why wouldn't the answer be, nobody has to pay to come here. That's stupid. Why would you have to pay the government to cross an imaginary line? It should just be nobody has to. But in the case of going to school, it shouldn't be free because that would be slavery. Like, the teachers would be slaves.
Well, it wouldn't be free. The government would be paying for it.
Well, no, there's no such thing as the government paying for it. The taxpayers pay for it. And if it's not the taxpayers, it's everyone's paying for it if you're holding dollars and they just print out $1 trillion to pay off all these debts. And then, of course, the question becomes, what happens to the next generation of college attendees? So, okay, you're going to wipe out $1 trillion worth of college debt. Well, what about the teenager who's just about to sign on the dotted line to get $50,000 debt to go to college? He's not going to get help from that. And you know,
I'm not saying it's a comprehensive solution.
Are we then going to wipe out all college debt from that point forward?
I'm not saying it's a comprehensive solution.
Is college going to be a guaranteed, taxpayer-paid, inflation-paid service?
It should be an actual paid service where if a person wants to pay for their tuition, they should get a job and pay for their tuition, right?
Okay, so you're against the payoff then?
No, I'm for the payoff. I'm just saying, after that payoff occurs,
so everybody else gets the benefits.
Tuition rates are too freaking high.
Screw Gen Z.
No, tuition rates are unrealistically high because of these student loans guaranteed by governments. If you take those out of the equation, tuitions drop substantially to the point where the average 18-year-old working at McDonald's would be able to afford one.
I don't think you'd see that happen because they're also a limited marketplace by the government, right? So you can't just easily go spin up a new college, right?
Like you should be able to.
You should be able to. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Out of time tonight. You want to talk about it? You'll have to call us tomorrow. Online in the meantime, join us at freetalklive.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.